This is interesting. Oh! Oh, I never saw one of these before. I might have to check that out. It's in a state I haven't been to in a while, but, oh, this is so interesting. Oh, wow. This is a modern one, too. Maybe that's why I haven't seen this one before. That was probably in a different place. Oh, hey. Are you here to get a book, or maybe just check out a tour? This place is pretty amazing. I don't know what it is about this place, but every time I'm in New Jersey, I need to stop and check out all the new stuff. So, what do you think about New Jersey? Did you know that it is the most densely populated state out of all the states? It was the third state to ratify the Constitution. Oh, and Dutch immigrants were the first to claim the land. It was once controlled by a king. did you know that? It held the first Miss America pageant in 1921. The first drive-in movie was shown in 1933. Those were the days, weren't they? In 1937, the famed Hindenburg crashed in flames, and for as little as the state is, it made almost 7% of all war products produced during World War II. If you support the LGBTQ community, New Jersey has more same-sex couples per square mile than any other state. And if you're into gambling and don't want to go to Vegas, Atlantic City has been open since 1978 on the oldest and longest boardwalk in the world. And I'm doing it again, aren't I? Golly, okay. On with the show! To hell!
Ethan, remember I can't stay out all night.
Yeah, I remember. Let me just finish my beer.
I would like to get at least 6 hours of sleep.
Oh, you'll be fine. You'll probably just catch some sleep on the flight.
You know I don't like flying.
You'll be fine, Sophia. You're only going to Chicago. It's not like you're flying across the ocean.
I would have liked it better if I took the train.
The train takes so much more time. You would have to go to New York first, then get on a train that would stop at every station along the way.
It'd be cheaper. We can barely afford the airline ticket.
We will be all right. You are going to get that job, and we will be making a lot of money. We could start paying off our debts. Maybe then get a house. Start a family.
We're in our mid-30s. Should we really want to start a family?
You're not having second thoughts, are you?
No, it's just we've been struggling since we've been married.
True, we have been struggling, but we have always found a way to survive. We can do this, one step at a time.
How can you never seem to be panicked?
Look, I've learned a long time ago that life will throw you down all the time. You just have to get back up and try harder. So I do. I am going to enjoy life the best I can, because I never know when I won't be able to anymore.
Next time you quote that boxing movie again, at least try to get the quote right.
I'm serious. You just gotta stop and look around every once in a while. Life moves pretty fast. You could miss it.
Is your whole life just movie quotes?
All we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given to us.
I'm trying to have a serious conversation with you.
We will be fine. We have made it this far, haven't we?
I guess. Maybe I'm just worrying over nothing.
It's okay to worry. It means you care.
You know I care.
And so do I. Look, I have a good feeling about this job interview that you are going to. I believe that it is going to change our world.
I hope so, honey. You almost done with your beer?
Yeah. Let's get out of here.
Don't forget to leave a tip.
I won't. You know, I am a good tipper.
I guess you have that going for you.
Come on, you. Let's get out of here. What time do you want to wake up tomorrow?
I think if we left around 8, we should be good. So if we wake up at 7, I should have enough time to get ready.
That's fine. Remind me to set the alarms when we get home.
Do you want to walk home or take a cab?
I don't mind walking. It's not raining and only just under a mile. We should be home in about 15 minutes. Think you can walk that far?
The fresh air will be fine. What dress do you think I should wear for the interview?
What dress? I don't know. Maybe the red one?
I think the red one is a little revealing. Might not set a good message to start.
What about the black one, then?
I'm not going to a funeral.
Look, I don't know, then. All the dresses look good to me. But that's because you are wearing them.
I think I will wear the white one. No, that won't work. It's got a stain on it. Maybe the blue one? What's so funny?
You. You know you can't decide. Not until the final moment. We both know that you are going to bring multiple dresses. Your suitcase will be completely packed, even though you're not even staying the night.
I know. One day I would like to have a plan.
You do have a plan. Get home, go to bed, wake up, and get a job. Don't worry about clothing.
From the man who just wears jeans and shirts all the time.
It works for everything, doesn't it?
I guess.
Let's cross the tracks here.
Are you going to remember to pick me up?
9 o'clock. I'll be there. I'm not sleeping in bed without you.
Will you still love me when I get old and fat?
I will love you forever, no matter what.
I knew I picked a good man when I married you.
I picked a good woman.
You really think the interview is going to go well?
That's weird. You usually don't hear the trains from here.
That's not a newer train either.
What do you mean?
That sounds like a steam engine.
Huh. I didn't know that they still use steam locomotives.
You don't.
Sophia! Watch out!
Ethan?
Yeah, honey?
I think the plane is a better way to travel.
Come on, let's get you home. I don't know if we will sleep.
New Works Express Train to Hell is an unusual story, as it happens on the 10th of every month. It's said to be driven by an engineer who was struck and killed on the tracks in 1886. Now, the one thing that I couldn't find out is whether the train had stopped to pick up any passengers or not. But that doesn't stop people from saying they haven't heard the steel wheels screeching across the tracks. Oh, on the 10th of every month, people gather on the Newark platform to try to catch a glimpse of the ghost train. They say that the railway leaves you speechless, but then turns you into a storyteller. Wow. One day we'll all ride a train, huh? The destination is just not known yet. Oh, don't look so glum. Oh, why don't I move on to our next tale? It's a little happier.
Did you see them over there?
Yeah, there's a flock of them in the bushes.
Mm-hmm. Are you ready?
Are you going to chase them out, or am I?
I'll chase them. The dogs ready?
Oh, they're ready.
Aim!
Go get them, boys.
think I saw three fall.
Well, the dogs will find him if you did actually hit anything.
I believe I have struck more than you today.
You've also discharged more than I.
You're better with the dogs than I am.
Still, we should be able to eat well for the celebration.
You think Eleanor will be bringing her pies again this year?
I wouldn't know such things.
I hope that she delights my day with her pies again.
I don't know why you don't just ask her out.
I could never do such a thing.
Don't let age be something to stop you.
It's not the age that stops me. She is only 10 years older. It's just the fact that she was my nanny and stayed with me when my parents traveled up north.
There has to be a reason that she is not yet wed.
There ought might be.
The dogs are coming back.
Why are they barking funny?
That's not a bark. That's a whimper.
They're bleeding.
What did they get into?
They look like bite marks. Rabbit bite marks. Mason, what are you doing?
You said they were rabbit.
No, I said the bites. They look like rabbit bites.
Ain't no rabbit gonna attack no dog.
Take a look at these marks. You tell me what you think.
All right, hold them still. I shall look at them.
What do you think? Those are rabbit teeth marks, aren't they not?
It can't be. But they look as though they would be.
Oh, what should we do?
I see nothing wrong with adding a little rabbit meat in with the pheasants. Let's see if we can go find us some rabbits.
The dogs came from that way. I think we should check there first.
Agreed. Keep your eyes peeled.
See anything yet?
Nothing yet.
Mason! Over there!
I see them.
Kill the rabbit! Kill the rabbit!
Well, that should take care of them.
They're still just running about. I don't think he hit them. Get closer.
All right. I can get a little bit closer.
Don't forget to reload.
Good thinking. Do you think I'm close enough?
I think even Tommy could hit them from here.
The deaf, dumb, and blind kid.
Just shoot the silver balls.
Now that clearly should have hit them.
You didn't hit a thing. Ugh, let me take a shot.
By all means. Let's see if you can hit them.
Hold on. All right, let me get a little closer.
Just take the shot.
All right.
I don't understand.
I swear, I should have hit at least one of them.
It's almost as if the shot went right through them.
Oh, they're starting to come at us!
Come on, Logan. Those are spook rabbits. Let's leave this place!
Harmony Township is the home of this unusual legend about spook rabbits. Yep, you heard me right. Killer rabbits! They say that the rabbits are bloodthirsty critters out on the prowl. And even bullets can't stop these fluffy killers. Look at the bones with the sharp pointy teeth. Oh, these stories started back in 1891 when a group of hunters had their dogs returned to them with scratches all over their bodies. When the hunters went to see what would have scratched the dogs like that, all they saw was rabbits running around. Seeing nothing else in the area, it was the only conclusion that they could come up with. So, the story of the killer rabbits began. Oh, if only they had access to the holy hand grenade and could count to five. Oh, now you may find that story a little far-fetched. But those hunters weren't having a good hair day. Oh, here we go. Let's travel to Jersey City where maybe we can see the light at the end of Dead Man's Tunnel.
So, who's going in first?
I think we should let the men go in first.
Why us? What about equal opportunity?
I don't know if that applies here, dude.
It should.
Are you telling me two strong men are scared to go in the tunnel?
I'm not scared. Come on, let's go.
Whoa, slow down there, partner.
What? If I'm going in, you're coming with me.
I'm your girlfriend. I'm not crazy?
I think that is the definition of crazy.
Oh yeah? What about you and Corey?
Oh, she is crazy to be with me. But I'd be stupid not to be with her.
Nice one.
So are we doing this or not?
Look at you trying to be all brave.
He is hoping to get a little something.
What? And you're not?
Do I need to hope for it?
Yes. I don't give it on demand.
Come on, guys. Are we doing this or not?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
Why don't you two go in and tell us all about it? We'll meet you on the other side.
Come on, we can do it. Just think, we can tell everyone that we went through the tunnel together.
All right, I guess it will be adventurous. Let's do this before I change my mind.
I'll be there to protect you.
And I'll be there to protect you.
Come on. So, does the train still run through here anymore?
Yeah, it does. But we should have plenty of time to get through this. I mean, it is only 2 miles.
You never said that the train still comes through the tunnel!
How will we know if the train is coming?
What do we do if the train comes?
It'll blow its whistle, and we get out the way. I'm sure there's room for us to hug the wall or something.
How many flashlights do you have?
I brought, 7 flashlights. And a bunch of batteries.
Yeah, I have 5 flashlights and a bunch of batteries as well.
Why don't you give us girls a couple flashlights, then?
Here you go.
Babe, here you go.
So why is this tunnel so spooky?
All I know is that people have died walking through this tunnel.
Yeah, drunken stone kids getting hit by the train.
All I know is that I want to make it through this tunnel without getting scared shitless.
What was that?
probably just an animal. We just started.
We should save our lights. Let's stay together and only use 1 light at a time.
Sounds good to me.
Corey, hold my hand.
Dennis was already holding mine.
I'll start with my light and we can go from there.
This is a dark tunnel.
Dennis?
Yeah, babe?
Is your hand on my shoulder?
No.
Can you shine the light on Corey?
Yeah.
What do you see?
There's nothing there, Angela.
It was probably just a bat.
Let's keep walking.
Yeah. Just keep walking.
It'll be okay, honey.
Just hold me tighter.
No problem.
This place is creeping me out.
Come on, step up. We have to be more than halfway through by now.
Dennis, I'm scared.
So am I.
Just keep moving forward.
Is that a light up ahead?
I think it is.
Is that the end of the tunnel?
Yeah, it looks like it.
We made it through?
Almost there.
I guess this tunnel wasn't so bad.
Run!
No, don't let me go! Don't let me go!
Don't worry. I have you.
Take my hand.
I got you.
Almost there.
Come on! Hurry up! Get moving!
Help me
I got you. Are you good? Let's go.
Come on, just a little further.
Where's Corey and Kelsey? Where are they? Kelsey!
They were right behind us.
Right behind you.
Keep running.
Right behind you. I don't know if I can run much more.
Come on, you're almost there.
We only have about 100 feet to go.
Come on, Kelsey. Come on, you can make it.
What are you laughing at?
What the hell were we thinking? Are you okay?
Yeah. You?
Yeah, I'm okay. Hey, Dennis! Angela!
Angela?
Over here!
Angela!
Dennis!
I'm good!
Now, I know what you're probably thinking. Why did I bother to tell you that story? It was just a creepy, dark tunnel. An old tunnel that is often flooded and filled with rats. Oh, and it is a tunnel that goes under a cemetery. Hopefully more than 6 feet under, if you catch my meaning. Maybe I should have led with that. Well, now that I have your interest again, the rumors about this tunnel are plentiful. Some say you can see the caskets, and others say you can see hellhounds protect the area. Woof! While none of this is true, I mean, hellhounds would be further down and are only near areas that are a gateway to hell. I mean, the tunnel is a haunted and eerie spot. Some say that a young girl was struck by a train and killed instantly, and others say that a ghost train runs through on the darkest of nights. While portions of the line are still active, the 1 mile stretch that ran under the cemetery remains abandoned. I think we should move on now. This one will be shorter, but mostly because I'm tired of talking. So, let's hear a story about a tree and a devil. I know, nuts, right? That was a good joke. Come on.
Why are we here again?
I wanted to check this place out, to see if the rumors were true.
What rumors are those?
They say that snow does fall on the ground here.
How can snow not fall on the ground? It's New Jersey.
That's why I wanted to check it out for myself.
I came here to see if the tree was real.
What, does snow not fall on the tree either?
Supposedly not.
You guys are weird.
You didn't have to come.
Idiots. I drove up here. Of course I had to come.
I would have drove up here.
I'm not letting you drive my car.
We've known each other since we were 5, and you still won't let us borrow your car?
Can you blame me?
One time, I lost your yo-yo when I was 8.
It was more than just the yo-yo.
Can you guys quit arguing? We are here.
I guess the rumors are true. There's a ring without snow around the tree.
Let's check out the rock.
I can't believe it. It's warm.
Nancy, you should sit down on it.
Why would I sit down on it?
So you could get warmed up. I mean, if you were cold.
You really have no clue how to talk to women, do you?
No. I guess I don't.
Ryan, you still good at climbing trees?
Yeah, I think.
You think you can reach that rope up there?
That's not an ordinary piece of rope. That's a noose.
Why is a noose up that high?
Can you reach it?
I should be able to.
Be careful.
What? Ah, now you care about me?
You are such a moron.
Come on, you guys.
How's the view up there? See anything good?
Is there anything good to see in New Jersey?
Some things are good.
What was that?
Nothing. You're doing good.
Nancy, where are you going?
Just getting my drink out of the car.
I'm almost at the noose.
Be careful.
I know how to climb up a tree.
Think you can get it down?
It's a simple knot. I should be able to get it.
I think you got it.
What do you plan on doing with it once you get it?
The real question is, what was it doing up there anyways?
I got it. Ow!
Oh my god, are you okay?
I think I broke my ankle.
Can you stand?
Help me up.
Are you sure that you're okay?
Just take me to the hospital.
Give me a hand taking him to the car.
I got your rope.
You two are idiots.
Located in Bernard's Township is a tree that stands all by itself. According to some, numerous suicides and murders around this evil arbor, and anyone who tries to cut down this tree will meet an untimely end. The souls of those killed at this tree are said to give the tree an unnatural warmth, and even in the dead of winter, no snow will fall around it. Now, New Jersey is full of other stories and weird people we didn't get to meet or hear from. But look, I'll be honest with you. I don't like coming here other than to come see this little store, and I'm ready to leave now. I think I'll be going to head down to the Chemo Theater. There's a little boy that I need to talk to. Make sure you check out that urban legend section over there. Lots of interesting items. Oh, wow.